This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's really good, everybody? Hope everybody had a good weekend. Today, we're going to talk about something we talk about a lot here on Flash Film Academy, and that's understanding the importance of the follow-up call. We got to nail these follow-up calls. A lot of times, you get clients on the phone, you get leads, you try to turn them into clients, and you can't do it because you fail on the follow-up call. So that's what we're talking about today. First, we got to roll our intro to our podcast. Let's do that.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What's really good, if this is your first time on this channel, you got to know that this channel is about getting that bag. You can go somewhere else to learn how to play with your favorite camera or take better pictures, but when you're ready to learn how to use that gear to get that bag, this is the place to go. And this is brought to you by our free capture and convert kit that you can find over on flashfilmacademy.com. Check it out. It's two easy payments of $3.99. If you're on Instagram, comment CNC. Only on the gram, though. Only on the gram. Everywhere else, you got to go to the website. So let's get right to it. I want to punch you in the throat real quick. If you got any questions about this or general questions, make sure you post them in the comments and I will get to them. But let's talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about it. Standing on business, as my boy Marcus says, standing on business. Let's talk about it because I think this is where a lot of guys who are on Thumbtack, a lot of guys who are on Bark, a lot of guys who are places where they're paying for leads, this is where you fail. Once you get them on the phone, once you send a message to them, once you talk to them, and I cannot express to you how important it is for you to nail this portion of the sales call. This is where I take those lowball clients on Bark or Thumbtack you get that say they want to spend $500 for a two-hour video, this is how I turn them into $10,000 clients on this phone call. This is one of the most important parts of the business. And it's something that you need to practice. It's something that you don't want to pay for a lead on one of these sites or have marketing out there and you're losing sales because you didn't practice it, because you thought, I'm going to get you on the phone and I'm just going to wing it. And we're going to go from there. When them leads cost $50, $60 a person, you ain't got time to miss. You got to nail every one. So we're going to talk about three things that we talked about in the previous video. We're going to go into a little more detail on three things that you should really be focusing on during the follow-up call. First things first, whenever I talk to a client, whenever I gather information to send you a proposal, I am always setting a time and date to call you back. I'm never sending you a proposal saying, okay, well, we'll see. I'm never doing that. Never, ever, ever am I sending you a proposal saying I'll call you later or call me when you're ready to move forward. I don't do that. We establish that call on the phone call. In fact, I like to do it before I get into the details. I do it before I write the proposal, before I do any of that. I'm establishing that first, before they hear price, before we talk about anything. You want to make sure you establish that first. Let's talk about the first step, or that's step zero, because that step got to happen. Always do that. Do not wait for clients to call you back once they receive paperwork. We don't work like that. It's something that you got to change in your systems and processes. So make sure you are doing that. You're creating that time and date. Number two, something a lot of people can't do these days. Or number one, let's say that's zero. Number one is something that a lot of people can't do these days, and that is, or something a lot of people are doing wrong these days. Let me say that, is talking more than listening. If you listen to a client, they are going to give you so many pain points to open up so many upsells and other things you offer. It's not even funny. That's the part of the sale when people talk to me and they hit me up and they want a $500 video and I listen to them and we go through some of their pain points. I get to understand what other problems they're having and I get to understand why they think they need video. And that's where I can create a suggestion. That's where I can write my prescription as the doctor. Because sometimes if you got, like I said, and I use this analogy all the time because it's happened to me. If you got back issues, it's probably because you got knee and other joint issues you're not addressing. And your back is the one that's hurting because your back is adjusting for those other parts. And we may need to address those other parts to prevent your back from hurting. Maybe you have bad posture because you have bad arches. You got bad arches and you got bad knees. So we need to find a way to address everything. And your doctor will listen to your story. Your doctor will listen to your story and your doctor will look at other parts of your body. You're like, doc, why are you looking at that? I said my back. Because your doctor know what causes that. And as the subject matter expert, you should as well. So those are things that I want to make sure that we, as we work in our niche and we work with our client, we become good at identifying other problems to go after, to upsell. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients want a video and don't even know how or where to post it to get traction using that video. They don't know what to focus on in the company. I talked to a client that want video, come to find out, we got to talk to them about pre-production, writing scripts. Their website, marketing. We get into a lot of different areas that I can help them with that they had no idea, and they become an upsell. They go from a $500. I literally had a client go from a $500 thumbtack post to a $10,000 client. I'm not making that up. And they put $500 down because they didn't know where to start. So they picked the lowest price. Clients aren't going to talk themselves out of spending more money. I'll give you an example. I hate when I'm selling something on Facebook Marketplace and somebody messaged me and say, what's the lowest you'll take? The listed price. I'm not talking myself out of money. Tell me what you got. I'm not going to talk myself down. It makes no sense. If I want $500 for it, offer me $400 in my face. Don't even offer me $400 over the phone. Get there and offer me $400 in my face and let me make that decision. So often clients who are going to sites like Bark and Thumbtack, who don't have an understanding of what takes place when we create what they're asking for, their idea is a lot lower than what it actually takes. And if you can make it make sense, they'll spend the money. Happens every single time. In fact, I love working with clients who haven't worked with a production company before, who haven't worked with a photographer before or a professional photographer. I like working with those companies because I can gain their trust, hold their hand, and walk them through the complete process from A to Z, ensuring that they have everything. I gain trust. I provide a turnkey service. We want to provide a service. I'm not just here to film, but I'm here to make sure it's flawless and clients get what they want. So in doing so, when I get clients who don't know, it's my job to educate them and talk to them and walk them through the complete sales process. It's my job to make this experience a breeze, because when you make it a breeze, it opens up their mind to wanting more. If you make it easy for them, it's just like if you go to the dentist, you need a root canal and it don't hurt. You want to get all your teeth fixed. If you go someplace and you get your brakes changed and it was 20 minutes and $50, you're thinking about other things to get fixed. It opens the door for you to do more. So that's very important. You got to think of it like that. How can I make it easier for you to give me your money? Literally, that's what self-checkout lines and things like that are for. Companies make it easier for you to spend your money. Amazon make it easy for you to click one button and it's delivered tomorrow. By doing this, it makes the service more valuable. You need to think of your brand that way. Clients are jumping through hoops and loops trying to do business with you. And you're not thinking about that. You know, they got to make 5 phone calls and things. Kay asked a question about Thumbtack and Bark. And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that question in a few. Because I do recommend sites like Thumbtack and Bark if you don't have an ad budget or a website or a brand. But we're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to definitely jump on that because that's a really good question. Number two is a lot of people don't provide additional value. They don't take their idea. They say, okay, you want this shot? We can do it. That's it. Yeah, it's going to be this price. They don't take the client's idea to try to understand ways to add more value. Right. Well, why do you want a video for this event? Let me give you an example. I have clients contact me about highlight videos from events. Right. Can we shoot it? Yes, we can shoot it. You know what my competitors say? Yeah, we can come out. We can bring 2 cameras. We can do it. That's great. That's what my competitors say. I'm going to give you a little bit of what I go into. What's the purpose of the video? Are we looking to sell the video as an online video? Are we looking to make people who didn't come to it wish they came to it? Are we using this to market next year? Are we using this to bring more speakers to the event? Is this an internal video? Every single video have a different style of editing. Every single video have a different style of video capture. If I understand what you're trying to do with it, I can create a better video for that purpose. My client says, I never thought about that. You know what I do? I yank on the fishing rod, set the hook, and I wheel them in at that point. Because clients don't think that far out sometimes. Or sometimes clients in their mind know what they want to do with a highlight video, but they don't express it. By expressing it, it allows me to create a better video for that purpose. And when you talk to a client, and clients who don't realize it understand that you have multiple ways of shooting the same content, you have multiple ways of doing this for the purpose of whatever they had in mind. Guess who looks like the subject matter expert? Guess who can produce better content for the client? Guess who's going to get called back? Guess who's going to eliminate their competition? You. So you should be asking these questions. And that's why it's so important to present yourself as the subject matter expert. A lot of people don't present themselves as the subject matter expert. You're not reassuringly expensive. You're not reassuringly expensive, and it's super important that you do it. I got a question popped up. There you go. You can download the Flash from Academy app where we go over stuff like this all the time. We have courses that teach you the importance of every layer that I am quickly skimming over. So let me, you got that? There you go. Cool. So let's talk about last but not least, because there are some things that are important. There are some things that the last part that you need to know. And a lot of people skip over this. This is adding a personal touch. Now, adding personal touch can be difficult for everybody if you're dealing with a lot of clients. For those of you that got 1 or 2 clients, adding a personal touch may not be that hard. What I like to do is I like to include it in my systems and processes. We have systems in place to ensure that we add a personal touch. Just like when you go to a hotel and you check into your room and they ask you your name and they look at it, and now they refer to you as Mr. Such and Such compared to, you know, a guy who need a room. Oh, you have reservations. They have systems and processes. They're sending people up to check the room out before you go in. They can carry your luggage. They have systems and processes in place. And again, this is something we talk about big time in module 1 and module 3, because it's important that you have these in place and you're not reinventing the wheel for every client. And in those systems and processes, we make sure we refer to you by whatever name you request. We make sure that we put your company on the pedestal. An example I used in the video, really on the gold member side, and I'll share a little bit working with you guys, is when I work with Google and I had a shoot with Google, they wanted to be referred to as the client. They didn't want Google on anything. Well, why? You know, we signed the NDA at the time to refer to them as the client because they were building something and they didn't want they were moving employees to that area and they didn't want the property value to skyrocket with people knowing, hey, Google employees are moving to this area. I'm going to ask triple for the price of my house. I'm putting my house on the market and I'm asking triple because we're getting people from California or wherever moving to the state of Texas where our cost of living was a little less at the time. So they did not want it to be referred to as Google. They didn't want it on nothing. And I mean nothing. They made you sign an NDA saying you had to refer to them as the client. As you work with bigger clients, they're going to have demands that way. I shot some stuff for Samsung and Verizon talking about a new phone that was coming out. We can take pictures, but these pictures couldn't be leaked or even delivered to them until the phone was announced because they didn't want any chances of these pictures of this new phone being leaked to the public. I think at the time it was one of the Samsung folding phones at the time. They wanted to bring all their Verizon employees in to learn about the device, but they wanted no proof of it until launch day. These are things you need to know. So guess what? We accommodated that. We made sure that all of our literature and content we provided to them lived within the means of their NDA. It's so important that once you start working with bigger clients, you understand this. And understanding this will be the difference between a big company going with you or going with somebody else. Big companies know what big companies want. Big companies, they work together. They work well together. Individual photographers or videographers may not, and this is why they get skipped over for jobs like that. So real important, I wanted to cover that and make sure, you know, we talked about it. Now, let me go with a few other things. If you got questions, right now is the time to post them because it's not going to be a 30-minute live. I'm punching you in the throat, and we're going to keep it moving today so you can get back to doing what you're doing. This Wednesday, we will go live again with our gold members for a short time before we go to our accountability meeting. For those who don't know, on the Flash Film Academy app, on the platform, we hold you accountable. We're not going to just sign up, take the courses, and go do nothing. We're going to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. And we have a place for members to come and have conversations about what they're going through that week, their progress. Hey, I'm implementing what I learned in module one, but I'm having a hiccup here or I'm having a problem there. And that's what we talk about. Hey, I'm on module two and I'm doing this. And I got a client that called me and said X, Y, and Z. Hey, what should I do? Have anybody run into this? Those are things we talk about over on the platform with our gold members, our gold plus members. So if you're not a member, you may want to consider it. Now, a good question came up talking about Bark and Thumbtack and sites like that. Let me tell you when I suggest that you use sites like that. When you don't have a website, when you don't have a solid niche, and you have not established yourself as a subject matter expert. Now, pause, because if you've done that, I still think that they're a great place to snag leads. The purpose of those sites is really to outrank you organically. Clients can't find your website because your website is on page 200 and that company has a budget to fight to get their website on the first page when people say, what's a good photographer in my area? So they created a website to draw people in looking for photographers where you can put whatever you want and photographers can bid on it. If you don't have a website, a brand, or visibility to compete with that, you're going to have to get your leads through Thumbtack. In my opinion, it's way more expensive than building a website, focusing on a niche, and running ads. It's way more expensive to go through Thumbtack. But if you're not in a position to do that right now, I would highly suggest you use a Bark or a Thumbtack. I've landed some really big clients. I landed Toyota off Thumbtack. Been working with them for years. But I landed them off Thumbtack. And guess what? They had a job posted for $400, $500. That was one of the companies I talked to and explained why it shouldn't be that price. Toyota don't bat an eye at a higher price. They're like, let's do it. Makes sense. Let's go. So you have to make sure that you understand, and if you got to make sure you're a subject matter expert, you have a niche, and you have the ability to offer value. Now, let me take it back, because in module one, and I got to punch you with this, because a lot of people hit me up and say, hey, I joined. Where's that information you talked about? In module one, we talk about the importance of establishing your business as a business, right? I'm gonna give you a little tidbit. I usually tell you don't name your company after yourself because people are going to expect you to show up. You name your company whatever, or if you name your company that kind of is in line with what you specialize in, people don't expect you to show up. They expect the brand to show up. You expect anybody in brown to deliver your packages via UPS. You're not looking for nobody in particular. The brand shows up. That's why it's so important to start to build your brand as a company and as a brand so that bigger businesses will want to work with you. Big companies don't hire John Photography. They don't want to put their project in the hands of one person. You could slip on a banana peel, break your ankle, and their project is jacked up. They want to hire a company full of people. So if something happened to their project manager or their photographer, there's somebody for it to fall back on. Businesses love chain of command. They love hierarchy. They love working with companies that have a group of people where the responsibilities of what they need is spread across multiple people and not just one guy. That's probably why you don't appeal to a lot of big companies because you're John Smith Photography. They don't want to put their marketing campaign and their deadlines into one guy. Just like you don't want to put your groceries into one person. You don't go to a farm to get your groceries. You go to Walmart where there's thousands of people responsible for getting your products freshly to your doorstep or to your community. Companies want the same thing. They don't want to rely on one person. The bigger the check, the more people they want to be involved with the project. So very important. Great question. Kay asks, do I discuss team building in your academy? Absolutely. Team building is covered in module 1 and module 3. For those who want to know, module 2 covers more of your proposals, the callback, how to upsell, things like that. Module 1 talks about uniforms, where to get them, what you should get, what you shouldn't get. I see a lot of photographers want to work with big businesses and all they have is t-shirts. Big companies don't hire t-shirts. Sorry, not sorry. You need to know. Big companies don't hire t-shirts. That's right. Raising Cane's off Thumbtack. Edifying Pursuits, my boy Marcus, he said he got Raising Cane's off of Thumbtack. There are some great companies off of Thumbtack. But guess what? If you're on Thumbtack or Bark and you're John Smith, your picture is your face. And your profile isn't branded with your company, it's going to be a lot more difficult to convince bigger brands to work with you. I'm just going to be real with you. The more you look like a brand, the bigger your checks are, period. The bigger of a company you look, the bigger the checks are. If that's the easiest way I can make it make sense. Big check. People, think about it. Even if you're buying a car, and this is something I've said plenty of times, even if you're buying a car, you feel more comfortable spending money with a dealership than you do a person. That's why cars sell for more at dealerships than from private sellers. Dealerships make you believe and went through a 28-point inspection. Dealerships make you believe there's a warranty. Some are as is dealerships, but they make you believe that you're getting more than if you purchased it from a buyer. For you to purchase it from a private seller, the risk is on you. You have to be comfortable looking at cars. You have to be comfortable determining whether or not this car is running well. You got to check the oil and make sure there's no radiator fluid in it. You got to check the transmission fluid to make sure it's more red than brown. You got to check the brake pads. The responsibility is on you. There's nobody you can run back to if you buy a lemon from a private seller. You're on your own. And people are willing to spend way more money buying it from a dealership than a private seller because they feel comfortable with a bigger brand. So you as a content creator need to find a way. You need to learn how to present yourself as a bigger brand. It's very easy to do. It's small investments you can make in uniform, clipboards, letterheads. If you're sending an email from a Gmail, congratulations, you failed. If you're talking to a client from an email that doesn't have your domain on it, you failed day one. on the first page of the first book of business, it says get rid of Gmail, Yahoo Mail, or free accounts. A company like, I'm going to go back to the Google example, a company that makes you sign an NDA will not feel comfortable emailing you from a free email platform that is designed, it's free for a reason because they're selling your data. They will not feel comfortable emailing you if you message them from a Gmail. In fact, most businesses do not feel comfortable talking about their private matters, upcoming advertising campaigns, internal items from a Gmail or Yahoo account. Congratulations, you failed instantly. You failed the test in the beginning. The first question, you failed. So if you are emailing your client from a free email account, you have failed. They will not do business with you and they won't take you serious. The first thing you knew, first thing you need to do is get a domain, secure that domain, SSL, and then get your email addresses running through that domain. That's something I gave you for free that can be found in module one. There you go. So there's a lot of things you may be doing to lose you clients and you don't even know. There's a reason why, you know, I get a lot of photographers and videographers who feel like, hey, clients don't want to spend money. It's saturated. These clients ain't talking about nothing. The truth is you're not presenting anything of value to those clients. Your mom and them, the people around you say, yeah, your website looked good. All this is great, but they're not buying from you. The old guy that's in the office on the 18th floor that's buying from you can't relate to that level of quality that you're providing, especially at the price point you want. The only difference between you and production companies and photographers and videographers who are making six figures a year is in how they present themselves. They're not shooting anything any more creative than what you're doing. In fact, on the corporate side, creativity is not all that requested. They want to go with what works. Give me the boring, standard version of this. Don't get creative with it. We're not in the business of trying to do new things to see what happens. I can't afford for this to flop. We need a return on investment. Give me the standard way of doing it. Give me a talking head, some panning B-roll shots, starting with an outside shot of the building, a panning shot of the lobby, and some slider shots, some parallax slider shots of my interior, and let's go to a talking head with a boring lower third, and let's do it. Because we know that works. You'll be more creative trying to shoot a music video. For a guy that's paying you $400 to shoot 20 scenes and spend 48 hours editing, the money is not there. The money is in corporate. The money is in the corporate side of things, simplistic and clear. So very important that you keep this in mind as you look to grow your business. Very important. And those are the things we talk about on the membership side. It's a lot. People think I give a lot away for free. Join as a member and watch how much you get punched in the throat. Watch how much you have to go back and change. Watch how much things you don't know you don't know. A lot of people want clients. And I've said this a million times. A lot of people want clients, but I guarantee you, if I got Walmart to call your phone right now, you would lose them. You would lose them. You would lose them on how you answer your phone. You would lose them on the questions you ask them. You would lose them on how you present yourself, your tone. You would lose them on not asking the right questions. You would lose them on how you present your proposal. What's included on your proposal? Your lack of valid contracts, your lack of structure in your business. You would lose them because you don't properly explain what's going to take place. You would lose them because you don't properly explain the payment methods, and not just how they can pay, but when they pay, why they need to pay a certain amount. You would lose them. If I brought you a client that's paying what you want, you would fumble the bag. It happens every time. I cannot express to you how many times I've had members join and say, hey, I got them on the phone. It didn't work out. And then they become members and they go through the modules and we work with them. And then they get FedEx and land a shoot for FedEx or land a shoot for another Fortune 500 company because of how they've learned to present their brand as a problem solver, as a subject matter expert. It's so important. Everybody got a camera, y'all. Everybody taking pictures. Everybody got 4K. Everybody got quality. The quality game is over with. Being passionate is over with. Businesses who spend money don't care about passion. They don't care about quality. They care about results. Period. If your brand is not presenting its ability to get results, you're not going to make it. You're going to be shooting for cheap people wanting to spend $50 in a park somewhere. You're not going to make it. Period. I cannot express that to you any better than that. We got AI coming. We got smartphones shooting 4K 120, stabilized, well-lit HDR video on the other side. They're squeezing in fast. They're killing the industry on both ends. What are you going to do about it? If you're going to do what you did last year, you're not going to make it. Got no remorse for the people who don't change. I have no remorse. More business for me and those who understand this. Companies are using, let's think about the realtor industry, right? They're using a whole lot of cell phones. 10 years ago, they wanted gimbals. Your iPhone does a real good job at image stabilization. It does a real good job at lighting things that don't have light. Does a real good job. You can scan, you can use the LiDAR to get 3D scans of real estate. Why would a real estate agent hire you? Results is why they would hire you. If you're able to provide results, they can't get with the tools they have because they don't have time to focus and learn about the tools they have. Results. If you build your brand around your ability to get results, you will attract way more clients. People say, oh, well, AI is not a storyteller. It don't have a soul. It don't matter. It has results. When you go use ChatGPT and you ask it to write up something, it may not be the best quality content as of now, but it will write you content based off results because it has the analytics to look at what work and what don't. Don't matter how you feel about it. Can it provide results? Yes. People who spend money on content want to spend a dollar and make two. Period. They're not spending money on art. Even art needs to appreciate. Even if you're buying art, it needs to appreciate. It can't depreciate. You either got to really, really like it or it's an investment. Any content you create for a business needs to provide results. Period. You can talk about how much you love this, how you've been doing it since you were 6, how you got this beautiful shiny camera, how you have all of these lenses, and I just love what I do. I'm so passionate about this project. I don't sleep. Nobody cares. If I can't hand you money and you can't create something that makes more than I handed you, you are useless. You are of no use to the brand or company. And it's not hard to do, people. We have all the information available to teach us how to use our abilities to tell stories to provide a cinematic solution. All of the information you need to provide results are available. Everything you need is available. You don't even have to hire somebody to write a script. Everything you need is available. AYS Media, what's going on, bro? I see you. So you just need to present yourself in a way and understand how to use the tools around you to provide results. Value plus solution. Value always over solution. So, and if you're not capable of that, you're just going to be another guy with a camera. You're going to get hired by companies who provide results. You're going to be hired by other video companies, other photography companies, other content creation companies that provide results. Now, if you just want to be a cameraman, cool. But just know the cost of cameramen is going down every day. You used to need 10 people to run a 5-camera live stream. Now you don't. You need 3. You can have 5 cameras that are remotely controlled and a guy on a switcher. That rate for a cameraman is going down every day. The rate to solve a problem is going up. If you can uncover a problem and all you got to do is listen, your clients is telling you where the problems are. Your clients is begging you to solve their problem. All you got to do is listen. And we teach more about how to be the best at solving problems and why you should be the best at solving problems. But when you understand the importance of that, problems aren't going anywhere. People who image quality and, you know, big sensors and my gear and what my gear can provide, camera phones are catching you. AI is kept between AI and camera phones. So what? Your camera don't have a big sensor. Again, it's taking 1,000 pictures a minute and layering them on top. Your big sensor is only taking one picture and AI is coming in, filling in the rest. They're squeezing in. We're getting squeezed from both sides. The importance of AI is AI is getting really good at solving problems, but you can still be better. And you should be using AI in your business. AI should be a solid foundation in your business right now, all day, every day. Because AI can prevent you from hiring people to do jobs, which will keep your costs down, which will allow you to be bigger than you look, which will allow you to go places you normally can't go, which will allow you to present stuff you normally can't present. It will allow you to do things for your client normally you can't do. You should be taking advantage of AI. That's one of the big things we talk about over at Flash Film Academy. It's because there's a lot of AI tools out to help you be great at what you do. And if you're not on them, if you're not the first to grab them, if you're not ahead of the curve, you will get lost. We talked about great tools that we're using to edit video over at Flash Film Academy. Great tools that we're using to edit audio, to write summaries from videos for our client. So now when we capture a live event for a client, we can give them a detailed written summary and we can provide that to a client that cost us nothing, that is added value for our client. Added value, a written summary, something they didn't think about, didn't ask about, didn't know they was getting, adds value to what you offer. You should be ahead of that. And if you're not ahead of that, you're getting left behind. Because when you show up, say I can push a button, and I show up and talk about all the value that we offer with the tools that we use for AI. Now, my client don't need to know it's AI. My client just know this company offers me a lot more than that company. That company said they're going to show up and shoot. This company's offering me summaries. They offer me written documents talking about what the event was about. They're offering me itineraries and a lot of other things. You just saying you can show up and film it. Trust us. We got it. Don't worry about it. We're going to do it. We're talking about software that helps you create a storyboard before shooting anything using AI that you can provide to your client. Those are the things we talk about in the academy. But anyway, I'm not going to talk your ear off today. I wanted to make sure you guys understood the importance of the follow-up call, how getting leads are very important, but converting those leads into clients is extremely important. Now, getting leads, let's touch on that for a minute. Because these are the things we talk about a lot over in Flash Film Academy. There's a lot of ways to get leads. Whole lot of ways to get leads, right? There's organic ways to get leads. SEO, there's a lot of AI tools available to help your page rank. My phone rings 4 or 5 times a day because I have focused on ranking in a certain area. I'm going after a certain client. Don't cost me nothing. We use AI to run ads now. Using AI to help me, once I identify who will buy my product, I use AI to identify what they want to see. And we're using AI to run ads now. Not only that, we're using CRMs to handle our clients with built-in AI so that when they fill out the form, we can walk them through the complete process. You should be using AI and CRMs to do that. These are tools you should have in place. I don't care how small of a company you are. You should have these in place if you call yourself a professional photographer or videographer. You should have this in place. You should have tools. We use AI to ask for referrals. We use AI to ask for testimonials. We use AI to post those testimonials or get those testimonials over to clients who are on the fence. Testimonials that are specific to what they want, not what you want. You should be using AI in every part of your business in 2024. If you're not, you are behind the curve. You need to catch up. If you're a photographer or videographer looking to make money doing this, whether it's a side hustle, whether you're doing it as a wedding photographer or videographer, or you're doing it as a full-fledged business, you should be using multiple layers of AI today. If you're not using AI, if the only AI you're using maybe is ChatGPT, you are behind the curve. I can reach more people, talk to more people, be more of what they like, and convert that lead into a client without even lifting a finger using AI. I can walk that client through my process using AI. I can deliver and get replies and information and get it. Get feedback from that client using AI. If you're not doing that, you're behind the curve. Because we got a group of students who are implementing all of this. We're getting results from all of this. It's not hard to do. AI is very easy. And you want to use it before it shows up on your clients' phones. Remember when you had to get a specialist to edit photos? Remember when you had to be a Photoshop guru to edit photos? Now it's a real filter, real lifetime or real time filter on Snapchat. Your little cousin's doing it. Your auntie adding filters to her pictures before she upload them to Facebook. That's how it start. It start with only the gurus doing it. The specialist, the Photoshop specialist, the Lightroom specialist. And then it becomes a one-click button that people add to all of their photos and upload them. You need to make as much money as you can in the area where you need to be a specialist doing it. Because once it gets to your phones, once it gets to your clients' phones, you are of no use. You know what's next to get to your clients' phones? It's a lot of things next. One of the biggest things next is stock photo and video. You've seen Sora AI. Stock photo and video is next. Clients are going to be filming themselves on their cell phone using stock photos and video created on Sora AI, and they're going to be uploading it to their page with perfect AI color grading, with perfect AI editing. Look at CapCut. Look at all the templates they're providing. My 9-year-old son is editing video from his cell phone using CapCut. Where are our editors who wanted to just edit remotely and just take on jobs editing? My 9-year-old is editing video. Are the professional editors better? Absolutely. But this is what you got to weigh. Are they better at what cost? Is it still worth paying $200 an hour to get your video edited? Or is it better to get a $19.99 AI app to edit your video? That video won't be as good as that $200 editor, but the results may offer a higher return on investment. As creatives, we get caught up in our ability to do this, how great we are, and how good we like to toot our own horn or think that clients want the best, most polished version. The clients want what offers the greatest return on investment. And if a crappy $20 video provides a $200 return and a really good video that's $200 an hour cost you $3,000 to make only provide a 1x return, is it still worth it? You may think so, but it ain't about you. It's about your client. Your client wants the greatest return on investment they can get. They want their problem solved with the greatest return on investment they can get.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Period. Stop thinking like you and think like them. Or, as I talk about big time in module 1, and I'm going to keep punching y'all in the throat, You got to understand how they think. There's only one way of doing that. And that's getting it from them. Module one, we talk about how to get your answers from your target client. How to get them to tell you what they want so that you can create it. How to understand their problems so that you can solve them. If you can people say, well, what should I charge? What should I charge for it? You're asking the wrong person. Why are you asking other photographers what they charge? Ask the people that's willing to pay. What am I willing to pay to solve this problem? What does it cost me not to solve this problem? What am I losing by not solving this problem? I think a lot of photographers and videographers never think of that. They never reverse engineer their price. They're afraid. All they want to do is ask budget. If you're asking for budget, congratulations. You're still in 1996. We don't do that. If you're asking for budget, you're losing already. I don't care what your budget is. We know what the industry, we know what it costs to solve this problem in the industry. We know how much money you're losing by not solving this problem in the industry. We know what to charge you to fix this problem in the industry. When you go get your car fixed, they don't care about your budget. There's either things you can afford to get fixed or things you can't. But the price of brakes aren't negotiable because we know what it costs for you to not have brakes and slide in the back of somebody. We know what it costs for you to have the ability to stop your vehicle with your family in the car. The cost of brakes aren't negotiable. Either you're going to leave here safely or you're going to screech on home. The choice is yours. So you need to be building your brand around your target audience and their problems. If you're not doing that, you're probably having a hard time with this thing right now. You're probably thinking you're going to figure it out. You probably think that if I keep doing it, one day I'll get it. It don't work like that. That's why we created the Academy, so that you can talk to other content creators and understand what they're doing and what they're not doing. You're not going to figure it out. It changes way too fast to figure it out. What worked in 2020 don't work in 2024. I can tell you by experience. I'm still in the industry. I'm still in the field. I'm still doing it. Things that worked in 2020 don't work in 2024. Period. You used to charge $500, $600 for a voiceover. These people are sitting on Facebook scrolling past ads that are telling them we can do voiceover with AI every day for $20 a month. Do you think they still want to pay $500 for a voiceover? Do you know how hard that sell is in 2024? Something that wasn't hard to sell in 2020? It's extremely hard. There's a lot of things that were very easy to sell in 2020 that's extremely hard to sell for a fraction of the price in 2024. You need to be aware of these things. And if you're not aware of these things, you're still doing what you thought worked, and it's not working anymore. So, real important. Don't forget, we got the Capture and Convert Kit. Listen, there's 5 courses and 2 ebooks. I got the only academy that give you enough stuff for free to pay for the academy. You should be able to land something off that. That should pay for the academy. Sorry about that being loud. I'm giving you the game. It's up to you to, you know, it's up to you to make the shot. I'm gonna put you in the game. It's up to you to make the shot. Anyway, as I said before, it's extremely important that you know every single company around you, all of them, they need content. Every tree trimmer, every roofing company, every ice cream parlor, every company around you need content. They need different types of content for different social media platforms. They need content for their website. They need testimonials. They need instructional videos to teach their clients how to use their products or services. They need instructional videos to teach their employees their systems and processes. They need videos to show their investors what they're doing with their money. Every single business around you need content. The question I want you to ask yourself is, why aren't they hiring you? When you're ready to answer that question, come on and join Flashfilm Academy. When you're ready to know the reason as to why all these businesses you drive past every day that need to post daily on Facebook, daily on Instagram, daily on Twitter, YouTube. They need to create content every single day. There's not enough content creators because there's way more businesses than content creators. They're scrambling to find people. They don't even know where to look for you. Even if they had the name of your company, they don't know where to look for you. When you're ready to answer that question, I need you to go ahead, join the Flash Film Academy. That's what we talk about all day, every day. Download the app, join the family. Let's get you in position to go after these clients. Every lawyer, just think about it. I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. This is your homework for today. As you drive to go wherever you're going today, I want you to look at all the companies that you pass. I want you to look at every single company that you pass. I want you to look up some of their social media. I want you to look at how crappy their videos and photos look. I want you to go to their website and look at how bad their video look. It's going to shock you. It's going to punch you in the throat. If that won't wake you up, nothing will. Go do it. Go look at your local donut shop. Go look at their stuff. Go look at all of these companies and look at their content. And wonder why they're not hiring you. Again, when you're ready to answer that question, flashfilmacademy.com. That's what we do. See y'all Wednesday. All right, Wednesday, 6 p.m., tune in. I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a peek behind the scenes. I'm going to give you a little bit of what the gold members and I talk about. Not a lot, but I'm going to show you the importance of a community and why you need to be around people who are doing this so that iron sharpens iron. Why you need to be around people who are actively in the industry doing this every day, so that you can see some of the hurdles they face and you can learn how we overcome those objections. All right. So there you go. See y'all next week, or see y'all later this week.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.